Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. This is Jody Lowe with the Leadership Lowdown, powered by You and Improved and Conscious Capitalism Arizona. Leadership Lowdown is a radio series dedicated to shining a spotlight on Valley business leaders and sharing the real stories behind their rise to the top. We want to know the truth about what it takes to really succeed in life and in business. And we're here to uncover these leaders' journeys, whether it's the pitfalls, the victories, or all of the heartaches and triumphs in between. And today I am thrilled because I'm sitting across from two gentlemen that I both admire and respect greatly for the businesses that they run and the people that they lead. We have Mr. Howard Fleischman. Welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
Howard is the owner of Community Tire Pros and Auto Repair
for
just a few years now, right?
Yeah, just a few.
Just a couple years here in town. And then Mr. Steve Mikesta, who you've got an interesting title, a Spear Product Owner, which I don't know if anyone would necessarily know what that means, so you'll have to share, but is one of the main gentlemen over at VIP Mortgage here in town. So welcome. Welcome. Glad to have you here, my friend. Absolutely. So part of what we do here at Leadership Lowdown is really to just get an idea of how you got here and what it took and all the good stuff and the bad stuff. So we'll start, I guess we'll start with you, Howard, just because I'm looking right at you. So
okay,
how many years now? This has been 1940s?
Well,
is that right,
yeah,
the company?
Charlie Case Tire, which is our DBA is Community Tire Pros and Auto Repair.
Yep.
Our main name is Charlie Case Tire, which has been in the market since 1945.
Wow. Okay.
So we're the retail division of that. They sold out the wholesale, so on and so forth. So we kept the retail going and eventually added the name Community Tire Pros and Auto Repair. I don't know if your listeners know about Egypt, but that's how it was named.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we did a contest at Egypt, Executive Association of Greater Phoenix,
and
Eskridge came up with Be What You've Always Been, make your name Community Tire Pros because you've always been dedicated to the community.
So isn't that great? Now, these are all folks that I know and love, and I've never known that story. So that's great.
That's
wonderful. And it is true. You are so, so involved in the community. So, but before we jump into that, tell me a little bit, or tell us all a little bit about how this all got started. So did you grow up in this business? Is this something that was in your family? Or
my dad owned a garage in Tucson, so I was exposed to it from a very young age. Mm-hmm. I was a car nut, so it just seemed natural. I had worked for a small group of stores called Global Automotive Enterprises.
Okay.
So I got enthused in the management of it. In fact, took over my first store at 18 years of age
as
a manager, and decided at one point I couldn't do the corporate thing.
Yeah.
So went out and I started my own parts distribution company.
Okay.
It's called Cactus Supply, and we had warehouses here, Phoenix, Tempe, Tucson, Albuquerque, Grants, Gallup.
Wow.
Sold out in 95 and then actually joined my kids in their repair facility, and we started expanding from there.
So you've got a whole family affair going on over there, yeah?
We do.
How many family members?
Well, today we only have one, my son.
Okay.
Who's directly involved in, and of course my wife.
Sure.
She's our director of first impressions.
Yes.
And if you walk into our stores, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not our touch, it's hers. And my son is coming up the ranks to replace me.
That's great.
I like that title.
Yeah.
Director of First Impressions.
That's good. And it's true. You don't go into many tire and auto shops that have the same warmth and feel. You're like, oh, the bathroom's clean and it has like all these nice amenities. How did? Oh, Patty's been here. So definitely a different feel. So you've been in the industry, obviously, for many, many years.
Absolutely.
Who brought you up through the ranks? Or was it just cutting your teeth yourself? Or did you have people that said, hey, Howard, I'm going to show you the rope?
Claude Case, Charlie Case Tire, probably helped me in the tire end of it because I was always repair prior to that. Mm-hmm. So he'd probably be one of the mentors. Actually, he's a small partner in the company.
Okay.
But it's really you cut your teeth, you go in and you start doing it and make mistakes. And that's how you get where you need to go.
What was the biggest mess up? Because I'm sure we all have them, right? So did you have any big...
Yeah, the biggest mess up was trusting financials to people within the company and not having somebody outside the company verifying.
Interesting. That's a good word of wisdom, right?
Major embezzlement in 1991.
So, wow. I remember we've talked off air about that, but that's crazy. So when something like that happens, obviously you're on high alert. Did you feel like that changed you in terms of how you led? Did that create more of, oh, it's hard for me to trust now? Or did you not really feel that?
No, it didn't take the trust away, but it taught me to trust but verify much better.
Yeah, I think that's a big one. Trust but verify might be a good theme.
No, I'm very comfortable with trust. And unfortunately, I think for entrepreneurs, that's our biggest handicap, because we interview somebody and we say, okay, we heard your story. If it was me, I wouldn't have done that. So you put them in a category where they may not belong.
Right.
And I see myself doing that from time to time.
Yeah.
But I can't change who I basically am.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah. Well, now the culture of your business is different than some in the field. So share a little bit about what you've done differently.
Well, we do it totally differently. First, we partner with our customers. We really do partner with them. Mm-hmm. When we look at their automobile and evaluate it, we sit down with them and say, okay, here's what needs to be done today. Here's what you've got coming up, and here's what you're facing in a year. Mm-hmm. How do you want to address this? Mm-hmm. Okay. And we also focus on the three problems that customers come to the door. Mm-hmm. You know, people would say, what are the three problems? Well, brakes, tires, and that's not that. It's time. Mm-hmm. I don't have any. Mm-hmm. Money. I don't have any. Mm-hmm. And trust. I don't have any. So we have solutions for those three things up front.
Love it.
We celebrate success when we get a good review. We celebrate that through the company. So everybody's striving to take care of customers. And I also empower our people at the stores. If there's a problem at the store, they can fix it. They don't have to search me down. Mm-hmm. I do have my home phone number on the website, which has been on there for 15 years.
Wow.
I've gotten three phone calls.
Wow.
Two to find out if the number was real.
Right. Like, can I really reach you this way?
And one that was actually a legitimate problem that we took care of.
Yeah.
And I love hearing complaints. That sounds terrible. Mm-hmm. But if I don't hear the complaints, we can't fix it.
Yep. Yeah.
So unfortunately, customers go down the street and do business elsewhere and they don't tell us. I want them to tell us. So I put myself out there.
Yep. Yeah. You know? In our unimproved world, we call it feedback for improvement. And it's so much about that, because I think there's always this misnomer of, oh, well, criticism or constructive criticism. It's like, we can't improve unless we know. So that's I love that you welcome that. That's great. So you have six locations across the valley.
Six locations in the valley. Mm-hmm. And I have another company called Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros that I'm a partner in Yuma, Welton, and Casa Grande.
Oh, wow.
With some expansions in the horizon.
Yeah. So what does it look like after this many years in the industry? What does it look like for the day and place you are in now versus where you were maybe in the trenches day to day? Is that still what you do today, or?
Oh, no. Yeah. Believe me, you don't want me fixing it, because I started out as a technician.
You're really in the trenches.
Anything anymore. The new technology.
Oh, there's so much. Yeah.
But we have a secret weapon. We've hired a gentleman to train all of our technicians.
Okay.
The guy is unbelievable, and he's turning out some top-notch people.
Great.
All of our people are ASE certified. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably the face of the company now, and I'm probably just watching that we're treating people properly, so on and so forth. So,
are you in the shops regularly now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every day.
Oh, every day still.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good. And you, just going back to the community, you do a lot in terms of community service and giving back, and I know your heart space is massive. Tell us a little bit about that, because there's some unusual partnerships and things that you've done over the years. So tell some stories.
Well, we don't believe in taking money out of a community without paying it back. And my wife and I have created, really, I give that credit to Patty. She's created a garden down south. We have a store at Central and I-17, lower income area, so on and so forth. We had a hard time figuring out how to give back, because it's more of a trucker's destination. Mm-hmm. Although we do retail, and we're very comfortable with that. We looked at the neighborhood, and there was no grocery stores or fresh fruits and vegetables with a 5-mile radius. So we created a garden, and it's called the Community Tire Salsa Garden. If you look it up online, it'll blow your mind. Been there 5 years. We now are giving out 5,000-6,000 pounds of fresh vegetables every year. Fresh fruits and vegetables to the neighborhood. We now have the neighborhood involved. They come in, they can rent their own beds, or they can help us with ours. And it's actually strengthened the neighborhood quite a bit.
I'm sure.
So
I'm sure.
We love doing the unusual thing.
Well, and the first time I saw that and actually walked that garden, it's sort of a goosebump experience, because you really do feel like, wow, this is a company that is so much more than cars and tires. You know, it's the heart of your business. So yes, the name is perfect because it really is what you do.
Patty loves it. I just wish I could teach her to spell budget. She hasn't quite got the budget thing. But if you get a chance, even if you're not in the market for tires or auto repair, you ought to go by and look at this garden. Yeah. It's phenomenal.
It is really phenomenal. Yeah. And so what other projects? You sit on a lot of boards or different organizations that you're
I have in the past. Mm-hmm. I've sat on the Gay and Lesbian Chamber Board, which was a very great experience for us. It opened up some, and I'm an old timer, so I had some preconceived ideas. Uh-huh. All that's gone now.
Yep.
And that was very rewarding, both for the company and for us internally.
And tell us, how did that happen, or why that?
You really want to go there?
I do want to go there. See, this is the stuff that everyone wants to know. So why would you choose that?
So when we had the embezzlement, we cleaned out the embezzlers, and along with them, we took out the other people that were less than honest. Because when you see them stealing at the top, everybody jumps in. We started building our stores, and I sat down with my managers and said, who's your favorite customer? You know, of course, their first answer was women. And I asked why, and they said, well, they don't question this. If we're going to charge them to diagnose something, they don't question that. All they want is their car fixed right the first time at a fair price. And one of my managers, who stands about 6'6" and big burly guy, he said, no, my favorite customer is my gay customer. I said, you want to explain that? He says, yeah. Not only are they great customers, and in most cases, dual incomes, but when they come back, they bring six more people. So we decided to market to that community, which was outside my comfort zone, and it's probably the best thing I did. It just opened up a whole new vision that I had never had.
Yeah.
Just people. Just people.
Yep. I love that because that's not always easy for everyone to say. It's like, hey, this is how I was raised, or this is what I believe, or how I grew up. And kudos to you for that.
See, and the young people, they don't even see it.
Right.
But us old timers.
Yeah.
Which obviously, I'm the oldest one in the room here.
There's no problem with that. Right. You're the wisest. But no, it is true because I even think of my children, and I know Steve, you got a new newborn, but even my daughters at 11 and 13, they don't see it. People are people. It doesn't matter the color of the skin, and part of that, I guess, is of course what you're raised with and around, and belief systems, clearly. But you know, to your point.
Absolutely.
And I think they were a big part of helping with some of the downturn in the economy and those sorts of things, that loyal customers, right?
You betcha. They came to our aid. It's been very rewarding.
Yeah.
Emotionally very rewarding.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm a part of that chamber too. They're just such amazing people that are engaged in it.
They actually changed the rules on the chamber board so I could do some additional time.
Oh, really?
And when I rolled off, Patty rolled on.
I love it.
Patty
Isn't that
was
great?
On for a while. And
I love it.
We even got an award. What was the award? The Patricia and Howard Fleischman Spirit Award.
How cool is that?
Given to us by Pride, because we were one of the first to kind of step over that gap.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And say, hey, we're all good with this. We're all
right.
One.
I love it.
I love it. Wonderful. So what's next for you? Your son's now involved in the business and running one of the locations.
And I'm learning to take my hands off a little bit.
Yeah.
He's reminding me pretty much on a daily basis.
How does that feel for you?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he'll take it to the next level.
Sure.
He's younger. He's looking at things differently. And there's no question he's smarter than I am. So he will take it to the next level. And we've got a very interesting process going on today in the tire world. You know, everybody wants to start buying online.
Right.
We're doing a lot of business online. Learning to navigate that and still make it profitable.
Yeah.
And work for the customer has been interesting.
Yeah.
But it's going to work.
Yeah.
Repairs still remain kind of the same. You know, and people say we'll do a free code check. You know, well, that doesn't do anything for you, but, you know, we'll also do a free code check. But most of the time, you've got to get out the big equipment, unless it's a gas cap that's bad or something. And if it is, that's what we tell them, and it's a simple deal. But the technician or the repair part, that's going to remain pretty solid for a long time.
Sure.
And the tire business, I think, is going to grow because there's going to be a point when people start saying, wait a minute, what happened to service in our world?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because going online for everything, you lose that service thing.
You know, yeah. I am with you wholeheartedly, because I do think there is this whole efficiency and we want to be efficient and we want to be productive and we want to be fast. However, I think there's going to be this threshold where it's like we're missing the human connection and the experience.
And the relationship. You
know, and the relationships. Yeah, the relationship. It's absolutely that. It's absolutely that.
And so, we still base our whole company over relationships.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Would you say, what do you think the key to your success over all these years has been?
The integrity in the company.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we love people and mm-hmm. they love us back.
Yeah.
The way we market, you know, uh-huh. our customers don't come in and get a $3,000 list of repairs they need to make.
Right.
They get an organized list that says, sometimes we have to say, it's time to quit putting money in this car.
Yeah, yeah, you're done.
Yeah,
but I love the, you know, to your point earlier about the sort of the three question partnership or the three part of that partnership. I don't think that's commonplace in many businesses, and especially in I think industries where people kind of already raise an eyebrow thinking, oh gosh, am I going to, you know, what wool is going to be pulled over my eyes, you know? And it's when you do meet with, or are met with that kind of graciousness and a caring and an integrity, and it's like, wow, okay, I can breathe and just know that I'm home and it's family and they'll take care of me. And, you know, yes, I'm going to have to pay a bill. However, it's going to be a fair bill.
Yeah, so. we're part of the NARPRO group, mm-hmm. Neighborhood Auto Repair Professionals. I think there's like 20 shops in the Phoenix area.
Oh, okay.
Which govern themselves. So we watch each other.
Oh, okay.
What's happened is we have a lot of people selling out. Advanced Tire and Auto Repair was a great small company, sold out to Pep Boys. Mm. Pep Boys is too large to really control in that fashion. Mm-hmm. So how do those companies get run? They get run by bottom line. Okay? Mm-hmm. When they get run by bottom line and you're successful by having higher sales and more profit, mm-hmm. what happens?
Yep.
You know? So in automotive repair tires, I say stick with your local companies, yep. get to know. And if you've got a technician you like and a mm-hmm. company you like, don't ever leave.
Yeah,
you
know? Just stick with them. Spoken like someone with true integrity to even say that. So I love it.
Well,
I love
true.
It. It is true. It is very true. And speaking about integrity and heart, Steve's, I think your whole team is based on this. It's really, from everything I know about you, Steve and I have known each other many years, and just knowing how you lead and the space that you lead from, it's really all about heart and people. So tell us about this journey into the mortgage world and then where you are today, because it's been a shift. So
Yes. I've been in mortgages since 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And as most people know, 2004 was a pretty crazy time to get into real estate, especially out here. So 2004, 2005, everything was great. 2006-07, things really started to slow down. And, you know, so at that point, I really started looking at my business and looking at, you know, how do I differentiate? How do I succeed? And and listen to what other top producers were doing. And all of it was really built around, I mean, the core of it being relationships, right?
Yep.
Which we just talked about. But then, you know, creating systems, mm-hmm. Leveraging data, you know, automation, you know, how to make the process better.
Yep.
So, you know, started building that out. My background, I was actually a information systems originally in school and kind of fell into the mortgage industry. So I at least had
you're the guy that knows everything
there.
That I am not good at. Yes.
Yeah. So started, you know, building that out to help me grow my business in the mortgage industry. And as, you know, that happened, was able to kind of succeed through tough times while everybody else was leaving. And then really thrive, you know, in 2009 to 2013 when you know, the systems got in place and, you know, our team was able to, you know, really grow our production.
Well, in 2012, if I remember correctly, you were ranked in the top 1% nationally. Is that right?
Yes. So we did, we did over 50 million in production. So we helped, you know, 250-ish households, you know, be able to either purchase a house or refinance.
And, what a feeling. Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, create a great value for mm-hmm. them. Like, you know, kind of like, you know, what we were just talking about, but, mm-hmm. you know, making sure that, you know, they're making the right financial decisions. Mm-hmm. Like we've always, our focus has always been on, you know, it was just amazing to me coming out of college and starting to get into the mortgage industry and looking at people who were, you know, just had too much debt, were over leveraged. And, you know, at the end of the day, like you're buying a house, it's a responsibility. Like you have to have that budget and a mortgage is a huge investment.
Absolutely.
So, you know, how you structure that and how that ties in your overall financial picture and, mm-hmm. you know, do you want to take on this big of a house payment? Maybe you are better renting, you know, at times.
So, kind of go through all of that with them.
So really educating the consumer, which I think is what we've been found, you know, always believed in. And then coming to VIP, you know, mm-hmm. also like they're, you know, they started in 2006, you know, right as the business was taking a hard turn as well.
Right, right.
And, you know, one of our key, you know, mottos is restoring the reputation of the mortgage industry, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, we obviously went through some very hard times and sure. there were some very dishonest people in our industry. And
seems like there's a common thread, huh?
Yeah, there sure is.
But, you know, through that, like we're, you know, we're resurrecting and mm-hmm. saying, okay, you know, this is, you know, the future of VIP. And what we want to do is provide value to our customers and leverage the relationships in the community and be able to ensure that, you know, our clients get a great experience and are financially responsible in, you know, obtaining a mortgage and then, you know, managing that mortgage in the future.
Well, and now since you've been at VIP, I know it's been explosive growth, like over 50% growth, because I don't want to solely say you, but I'm going to shine a spotlight on you and say it's because of you. But you've brought so much technology and systems to this to really automate this for your team and kind of teach them how to bring this all together. Is that...
Yeah. So in, you know, after I grew my business, to me, I saw a lot of opportunity in the technology we were creating, but that technology was only implemented throughout our branch at mm-hmm. the prior company I was at. So coming to VIP, the vision was how do we take this automation and apply it to the whole enterprise, to mm-hmm. the whole company? So how do we connect marketing, you know, which leads to sales, which mm-hmm. leads to loans, and then, you know, leverage technology to make that whole process run more efficiently. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, after you close that loan, you know, now that's a customer for life. So,
it's the backside of the relationships that we've been talking about. It's like, we might not, it's how that customer is going to have that experience.
Right.
So,
yeah. And the better the loan experience mm-hmm. in processing the loan, the more likely they are to refer. Like that, sure. when I grew my business, that was the main thing. Like all we had to do was close the loan well mm-hmm. and provide a good service, and all of a sudden they're referring, you know, a handful more people, and
sure.
that just
snowballed. Yeah,
yeah, snowballs. Yeah. With, you know, that focus on the operational side, and then, you know, being able to market our, you know, and that's where we've seen a lot of our growth is bringing over loan officers who have those relationships in mm-hmm. the community. So mm-hmm. There's a lot going on with technology today, where you hear about the Rocket Mortgage and mm-hmm. what that is doing is trying to. It's really trying to streamline the process for the customer, mm-hmm. but the challenge, and there's a lot of surveys and feedback on like what the customer actually wants. Mm-hmm. Well, the customer doesn't necessarily want automation, mm-hmm. full automation. Mm-hmm. They still want the relationship. This mm-hmm. is a huge financial decision, right?
Right,
like
right.
you want to talk with a professional to know you're structuring your mm-hmm. finances correctly. Mm-hmm. And then I want technology to make it easy mm-hmm. on me, right?
Yeah.
But I still want that relationship.
Right.
To know that I'm doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
And so that's where our focus has been, is not, you know, is being able to streamline the internal company processes, mm-hmm. which then exposes, you know, to the customer, makes the process even easier on the customer.
Sure.
But, you know, really then focus on allowing these loan officers who have these great relationships in, you know, how do we allow you to better manage those relationships and get in touch with more people and mm-hmm. stay in front of them in a value-added, proactive way. And then, oh yeah, by the way, once you get the loan in, like, yeah, it closes super easy and that's mm-hmm. a given, and now you'll get referrals from it. But, you know, that's what's really led to a lot of the growth, is attracting these big producers who have not, you know, there's no companies in the mortgage industry that have built this out from end to end.
Right, and that's your baby.
Yeah. And that's where my role has evolved. You know, my production, my brother's actually, he was a financial advisor in the past, or, you know, did like traded and things like that. So he stepped into the role within our team and, you know, now has continued kind of the Mikesta team mm-hmm. in being able to take the relationships that I've built and continue to ensure that they're financially responsible and how they, you know, manage their mortgages and lever, you know,
yeah.
their whole financial picture. And then we work a lot with financial, he now works a lot with financial advisors and, you know, connecting that. So, you know, ensuring that, you know, some customers that come to us have never met with a financial advisor.
Right. So this is all new.
Yeah. And you know, and the fun, like moving out here from Chicago is a little bit different in that, you know, back there, I feel like you're meeting with an advisor first, and then, you know, getting qualified for the mortgage and then going out shopping with a realtor.
Right.
Out here, there's realtors everywhere. It's, you know, back in the day. So it's like you're working with a realtor. They're showing you homes. You haven't even gotten qualified. You fall in love with the house. So now you scramble to a lender
to figure it out,
to get qualified.
Right.
Well, you're so in love with the house that you're already emotionally made up that decision. So even if it's over your budget on payment, you're figuring out a way to do it, which is terrible.
Right.
And then you probably never go meet with a financial advisor. So kind of where our focus has always been within our team is, is flip that entirely. You know,
that's great.
Get financially responsible, meet with a financial planner, and then talk with your lender, get pre-qualified. Now you know what's comfortable and you don't go looking for that house that, you know, you probably aren't quite ready for.
Right, right. Over your head.
Yeah, and just education, right? Like just really educating the customer.
So I know that we've known each other for many years and you've obviously been through a lot of our classes and not only your brother and family, but also you send your team through. And I know that there's a differentiator between what attracts great people to great companies. So what is it that is part of your core philosophy that you think is attracting these amazing talents? Because yes, there is obviously the software and making their life easier and you know, all of that. But what else is it? Because there's a different it factor that I know is part of your culture.
I mean, it's taking the time to understand who they are and what they want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's been one thing coming to VIP with Jay as, you know, the main, you know, like I came to him and said, hey, Jay, I got this idea, like this vision of like some way, you know, this is going to allow us to run more efficiently. And it worked for me. It's got to work for every other LO. And like, let's do it.
Right.
And, you know, Jay somehow says, let's do it.
Right.
You know, and brings me in. And, you know, 5 years ago, I had no clue about software development, anything. I had a, you know, degree in information systems.
Right.
And then I was a loan officer. But, you know, since then we've, you know, we've invested in Salesforce, which is the technology we're building on. But then, you know, we've also invested in consultants that have come on and basically taught myself and my team how to develop software. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at this point, me and our team, like we are a software development company within our software development team within VIP Mortgage.
Yeah. And I love too, because I know you have a full-time coach on staff. You know, there's such a people element about your culture where it's like our people really are everything. So, you know, I think that's unique in your industry as well.
Yeah. And that's where the coaching, you know, the coaching absolutely ties into the technology to, you know, to the culture, like everything. Cause, you know, basically as people come over, you know, and a lot of times it, really, sometimes you're interviewing people and it throws them off because you're looking at them or, you know, Jay's talking with them and he's like, well, what do you want to do? You know, and the normal job interview is like, here's your role and this is exactly what you need to do.
Right.
And you're basically giving them a canvas and say, where do you want to go?
Right.
Like, how big do you want to do this?
Right.
And, you know, John Boehm, who's one of the coaches that, you know, works with us, he, you know, allows you to, you know, dream, you know, starts with your personal vision, right?
Yeah.
And if we can get your personal vision to align with VIP's vision, you know, we know that we'll both succeed.
Right. We've got a great match.
And if it doesn't match, then, hey, you know what? It might not be the right fit, you know?
Well, and it's interesting because all the folks, you know, up to date that, you know, to date that we've worked with or met, it's, there's such a, struggling for the word, I guess a unity of vision and a unity. And then that speaks to even the work that they'd probably do from day one. You know, it's what is it that you want out of this experience? And I think, you know, in an industry that isn't necessarily known for that, but it's production, how eye-opening and exciting and revolutionary it is that it's like, oh, we're doing things differently. But I guess it kind of speaks to your flipping the whole financial piece. I mean, you really flip everything on its head at VIP, which is, I think, the secret to the success, if I had to guess.
yeah. And it's creating that, you know, the excitement for change, for doing things differently. I think that's what the technology and the way that we've done things is, it inspires people to think differently.
Absolutely.
Right? So, you know, when you've got an industry that's just done things the way that it's been done for so long.
Always done it this way.
Right.
That's just how it is.
So when you find people who are excited about making change, and like I have experience in doing this the wrong way for so many years,
right?
And you're telling me that I can build this out like however I want to, and you're going to support me on that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And then they light up, you know, and all of a sudden now they're leading this whole new, you know, thing. And you talk about growth and development, you know, that person as a leader is now totally, you know, evolving, you know, into something else, as opposed to, you know, doing the job where they cross the T's and dotted the I's, you know, 5 years ago.
Someone cares. Someone really, really cares. I think that's the big difference. It's like, I'm not just a number. I'm not just a producer. I mean something bigger to the vision of this. So that's great. Well, yeah. I love it. So part of what I love to do, we love to do at Leadership Lowdown is ask a few questions that I think are not only fun, but also eye-opening to our listeners. So these were adapted. There was a French talk show that these were originally came from. Then they were on a show on Bravo called Inside the Actor Studio. I don't know if any of you or either of you have ever seen those. I say any of you because we've got a whole full studio here. We've got lots of great folks in the studio. But if you haven't heard them before, I've brought them into Leadership Lowdown because I think they're just fun and telling. So are you guys open for this?
I'm scared.
Howard's like, brace myself. Here we go. Okay. So for each of you, I'll start with you, Howard. What's your favorite word?
Favorite word? First thing came was a cuss word, so I need to get down there.
You know what? Right. That's coming. Hang tight. We'll get there.
Progress.
Ah, I like that. Progress. That's awesome. How about you, Steve?
Yes.
Ah, progress and yes. Ooh, those are good. I like it. Well, on the flip side then, what are your least favorite words? And whoever wants to go first on that one.
No.
Yeah. Yes and no? Right. Okay, you're going to keep it easy.
And that was a natural.
Yeah.
Good for you. You're smarter than I am. Backwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I like it. I like that you went truly with the opposites. So, what turns you each on, either creatively, spiritually, or emotionally? What lights you up?
Helping others.
Yeah. It's such a core of who you are.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It definitely is.
I help anybody that's trying to help themselves.
Yep.
Now, if they're not trying to help themselves,
that's a different story.
Yep.
Love it.
To me, I need, every morning I practice meditation.
Yep.
So like that to me gets me going from a creative side.
Yep.
Somehow that allows me to clear my mind, and I get most of my hard work done in the morning.
Yep.
It's changed a little bit with the little guy running around.
I was just about to say, how old is your brand new baby boy now?
32 days.
32 days. Days. Yeah. So we're still counting in days. You know how you can gauge your own age by how you refer to your children's age. So 32 days old.
33.
Okay. And he's sitting here with Dawn, his beautiful mom, Steve's gorgeous wife. And meditation and a newborn. Are you still able to figure it out?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
You got it. Yeah. I'm sure you do.
Not as consistently as before, but you know,
You'll fall into your own rhythm. I love it. So what turns each of you off? I think I've stumped them.
You did a little bit. I love to find solutions. So when I get stumped, when I can't come up with an immediate solution,
and you're just
find
spinning
a direction. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
What is
frustrating.
It? Goldfish in the bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I get that feeling, it's bad.
Yeah. Okay. Bad. Good. How about you?
To me, it's not getting to the root cause of the problem.
Okay.
So, not fully assessing what the problem is. So people reacting and fixing something that fixes it now, but now it's going to happen again, you know, in the future.
Why are we band-aiding it?
Yeah. So let's understand what the true problem is and get to the very bottom of it so we can solve it once and for all.
I guess whether that's mortgages or cars, it holds true. It holds true to both. So Howard, here you go. What's your favorite curse word? And you are allowed to say it. It is internet radio. So have at it. It's so funny how shy they're covering the 33-day-old baby's ears.
I'm worried about who's listening.
Right.
Nothing emphasizes any conversation. Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Yeah. Do you just want to say something word?
Yeah.
You could do it that way.
So we could do it ship high in transit.
Okay.
I love the word shit because it has a place where it started.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't get that from other cuss words.
Got it. That works. Yeah. That works. Do you have one?
I was going to turn around and ask my wife, because she probably knows better
than I do. What is it he uses all the time?
Yeah. He's not a big swearer.
Yeah, I try not to, but I don't know. Either the F-bomb or...
Yeah,
or,
as needed, should, right?
Yeah.
It just fits it. It emphasizes it.
Yeah.
It's a punctuation mark, right?
That's right.
I love it's it. Such a diverse
And word, I could go into right? a long spiel over that. Yeah. You don't want me to do that.
No, no diatribe about that. So how about this one? What sound or noise do you love?
Not a baby crying.
Okay, that's coming up. So that would be the next one. Okay, so we'll stick with what you love. We'll get to not love in a minute.
I love the sound right after it snowed.
Oh, okay.
Silence.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I thought you might maybe say like a certain engine of a certain car or so. Nope, nope. The quiet after a snowfall. I like that. That's kind of deep, Howard. I like that. You got me thinking about that. I'm like, oh, that is a beautiful, like, no sound sound. I love it. I love it.
I'm going to go with just the ocean, like waves crashing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peaceful.
Just peace.
Calm.
Yeah.
I think you two have more in common than we even knew.
We really do.
Yeah. There's a lot there. There's a lot there. So to the flip side, what sound or noise do you hate?
I already answered that
one. Yeah. Yeah, because you feel like, oh my gosh, you're new and little, and what do I do with you, and how do I help
what do
you?
I do?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the
I hate the sound of disruption, whether it be at the house or at work when there's so much turmoil going on.
Just like chaos.
Chaos. Yeah. I hate the sound.
Okay.
Of that.
That's a good one. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I would love to help people by training them.
Okay.
There's so much power in people.
Uh-huh.
And they just need to figure out the way to get it out.
Yep.
If I could learn how to do that, I would do that in a minute. Ugh. I'd give up everything I'm doing.
Oh my gosh. We need to talk. I get that love. I get that passion. That's awesome. That's awesome. And I bet you'd be fantastic at it. How about you?
Yeah, I guess I don't know. What business am I in right now? Yeah. Right? Mortgage, software.
Pick a business, any business.
Yeah, but probably the next, I could say just like continuing on the software side, the consulting side. Like the experience we've had at VIP, the opportunity I see in applying technology to the actual business use case, that to me is going to continue to explode in the next several years. So
helping other businesses and industries.
Yeah, sort of helping companies apply technology.
Love it. Love it. So that's what good. Profession would you not ever, ever like to attempt?
Tire business would be one.
His is, yeah.
He's like, how did I get here again? How many years?
Well, I got out of the mortgage business, right?
Yeah.
No. What would I not like to attempt? Any physical, mechanic, like, right? Any mechanics? I'm terrible. My dad is awful. My father-in-law, on the other hand, is just jack of all trades.
Yeah.
So as I'm marrying his daughter, just you can imagine the...
He
can do everything. And he's like, who's this computer guy? Yeah.
Right. But he's in Chicago, right?
He's in Michigan.
Okay, so good. Yeah. You need to get to know us because we can fix anything.
Yeah. You just surround yourself with brilliant people in the areas that you're not. Henry Ford, right?
Exactly.
That's what you do.
And thankfully, that's what her dad said too.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Like, hey, everybody's got their strengths. Yep. I'm like, yeah, and mine is not.
Mine is nothing like that. I love it. I love it. So nothing that would have to do with like hands-on labor type stuff, like, automotive.
Yeah, any... Yeah.
Yeah. So beyond a light bulb, pretty much you need to find some assistance.
Better than I am at the house. She's
handier. I love it. Yeah. How about you, Howard? What would you never
practicing medicine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the pressure has to be unbelievable. Insane. How could I live with myself at night trying to figure out how? Yeah, no, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. I couldn't stomach it.
I don't like the sight of someone else's blood.
Yeah. 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 That's why it's cars and tires and not medicine. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Wow. You should have prepared us.
Right?
But see, if I prepare you, then I feel like it's going to be canned answers. So that's why you have to just come from the heart. That's what it's all about.
Glad to see you're here, Howard. I wasn't sure you were going to make it.
It was a 50-50, Howard. You were riding the line, but we brought you to this side.
Yeah, I think just welcome.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Pour you a glass of wine.
Yeah. I made it. All right.
Yes. Well, I absolutely love being able to spend time with like-minded individuals and those that lead from the heart. And I thank you both so much for being here. I know that there's folks listening that will probably want to know how to reach out to you or learn more, or, you know, where to come find you. So what's the best way to connect with each of you?
Probably email.
Yeah.
HSR, Howard Sr. Uh-huh. @ communitytirepros.com.
Uh-huh.
Or my cell phone.
Or your home phone, right?
Or my home phone. Cell phone 602-550-2288.
Nice.
And I do answer it. Home phone 623-465-9521.
I love it. I love anyone that's that open. I think it's amazing. That's amazing. And if they want to learn more about VIP or how to connect with you.
Yeah. VIP, the Mike's a team mm-hmm. at VIPMTGINC.com.
Okay.
You can also email me direct, smikesta @ VIPMTGINC.com. And
pretty easy to find you. LinkedIn and all those Google, great social sites.
Yep, yep.
So before we wrap up today, one of the last question I'd love to wrap up with is, this is the Leadership Lowdown. So it is all about that leadership advice or that tip or that one either great nugget that someone shared with you that you'd love to pass on or something that you've learned along the way. So what would you be able to leave with our listeners today as that one great leadership nugget?
If you're not capable of checking your own financials and verifying your statements, get somebody from the outside that you can hold accountable.
I love it. I love it. Lesson well learned. Ooh. And paying that one forward, right? How about you, Steve?
Mine, I mean, I think I'd just be always be learning.
Always be learning.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big reader coach. I've had a coach since 2010. I've attended, you know, plenty of You and Improved, you know, workshops, you know, just always be open to learning more.
Learning and growing. I love it. Well, thank you both again. Oh, did you have something you want to
share? Have we got an extra 30 seconds?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I want to throw in something by Steve.
Yeah.
One of the problems we have, and we talked about honesty and dishonesty in your industry and probably mm-hmm. in mine, and I don't think people start out to be dishonest, but if I was going to ask you, if you were calling me for a set of tires, what would be the first question you'd ask?
How much are your tires?
And I think you have the same problem in the mortgage business. Right, people are only concerned because they don't know.
Right.
They don't know about UTQG. They don't know about load carrying capacity if I have my family and so on and so forth. So sometimes the dishonesty comes about because the companies that can't engage personally throw a low price out there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They expect you to bite because that's the only question you know to ask.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they're going to take you from there.
Yeah.
So in our business, ask more questions. Find out what's the right tire for your car. Because if you call and ask us for the cheapest tire, we're going to give you the cheapest tire that's going to fit your car.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd really like to get you in, look at the car, what kind of driving do you do, so on and so forth, and put the right tire on. And sometimes the cheapest one is the right one.
It's the right one. Right.
And I think it's the same thing in the mortgage business.
Absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I made the mistake when I got an email one day, lower your mortgage payment. And I responded, and then my phone was just off the hook for the next 3 days with people trying to, tough stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. When we cut those corners and absolutely. Well, I do know in working with both of you and just engaging with you both in different ways and means, whether it's buying tires from Howard as I do and have, or knowing you and your team, the ethics, the morals, the way that you show up, not only in your businesses, but in the community is so inspiring, I guess, to so many. So you're taking time out of your crazy busy lives and schedules and away from your teams means a lot. So thank you for both making the time to be here. I really appreciate it. And I know our listeners do too.
Thanks for letting us.
Absolutely. And you have been listening to the Leadership Lowdown hosted by Jody Lowe. That's me. And powered by You and Improved and Conscious Capitalism Arizona. At You and Improved, we are insanely passionate about partnering with companies' leadership to develop their most valuable asset, which of course is their people. To learn more about our personal and professional development classes or trainings, you can visit us at youandimprove.com or feel free to contact me at jody@youandimprove.com. Thank you all again for listening, and we look forward to talking with you soon.